Except we always called our son Swan. It's a lot less of a mouthful.
Yes, I've heard others say that as well. I really should remember these details, but we get people through from so many different places here. I'm all a muddle at times, honestly, trying to keep track of where's where and what's what.
I'd agree with you, except I'm still not sure where we are. I won't be sure until my memory comes back, but I'm not sure I've ever heard of the whatever you said you were.
Ice mendicants.
Well, it doesn't ring any kind of a bell.
That's understandable. I don't think the Order has any presence in the Sky's Edge system. We exist only where there's substantial traffic in and out of a given system.
I wanted to ask her which system this happened to be, but I assumed she'd get round to that detail in good time. I think you're going to have to tell me a little bit more, Amelia.
I don't mind. You'll just have to excuse me if this comes out a bit like a prepared speech. I'm afraid you're not the first one I've had to explain all this to, and you won't be the last either.
She told me that, as an order, the mendicants were about a century and a half old, dating from the middle of the 24th century. That was around the time that interstellar flight broke out of the exclusive control of governments and superpowers and became almost commonplace. By then the Ultras were beginning to emerge as a separate human faction, not just flying ships, but living their entire lives aboard them, stretched out by the effects of time dilation beyond anything that constituted a normal human lifespan. They continued to carry fare-paying passengers from system to system, but they were not above cutting corners in the quality of the service they offered. Sometimes they promised to take people somewhere and flew to another system entirely, stranding their passengers years of flight time away from where they wanted to be. Sometimes their reefer sleep technology was so old or poorly maintained that their passengers woke massively aged upon arrival, or with their minds completely erased. It was into this customer care void that the ice mendicants came, establishing chapters in dozens of systems and offering help to those sleepers whose revival had not gone as smoothly as might have been wished. It was not just starship passengers they tended to, for much of their work concerned people who had been asleep in cryocrypts for decades, skipping through economic recessions or periods of political turmoil. Often those people would waken with their savings wiped out, their personal possessions sequestered, and their memories damaged.
"Well," I said, "I guess now you're going to tell me the catch."
"There's one thing you need to understand from the outset," Amelia said. "There is no catch. We care for you until you're well enough to leave. If you want to leave sooner than that, we won't stop you, and if you want to stay longer, we can always use an extra pair of hands in the fields. Once you've left the hospice, you won't owe us anything or hear from us again, unless you wish it."
"How do you make something like this pay in that case?"
"Oh, we manage. A lot of our clients do make voluntary donations once they're healed, but there's no expectation on our part that they will. Our running costs are remarkably low, and we've never been in hock to anyone for the construction of Idlewild."
"A habitat like this couldn't have come cheap, Amelia."
"Everything costs something, even matter that had been shaped by droves of mindless breeding robots."
"It was a lot cheaper than you'd think, even if we had to accept some compromises in the basic design."
"The spindle shape? I wondered about that."
"I'll show you when you're a bit better. Then you'll understand."
She paused and had the robot dispense some water into a little glass.
"Drink this. You must be parched. I imagine you want to know a little more about yourself. How you got here and where here is, for instance."
I took the glass and drank gratefully. The water had a foreign taste to it, but it wasn't unpleasant.
"I'm not in the Sky's Edge system, obviously, and this must be near..."